Amos chapter 5. Hear this word which I take up against you, a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen. She will no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land. No one is there to raise her up. For thus says Sovereign Yahweh, the city that went out by 1,000 will leave 100, and that which went forth by 100 will leave 10 to the house of Israel. For thus says Yahweh to the house of Israel, seek me, and you will live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and do not pass to Beersheba, for Gilgal will surely go into captivity, and Bethel will come to nothing. Seek Yahweh, and you will live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be no one to quench it in Bethel. You who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him who makes the seven stars in Orion and turns the shadow of death into the morning and makes the day dark with night, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out upon the face of the earth. Yahweh is his name. He who strengthens the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoiled will come against the fortress. They hate him who rebukes in the gate. They hate him who speaks uprightly. For as much as for this reason as your treading is upon the poor, and you take from him burdens of wheat, you have built houses of cut stone, but you will not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you will not drink wine from them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just. They take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate. Therefore the prudent will keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, so that you might live, and so Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, will be with you, as you have spoken. Hate the evil, love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. And for this reason, Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, Yahweh, says this, wailing will be in all streets, and they will say in all the highways, alas, alas, woe, woe, and they will call the husbandmen to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing. And in all vineyards will be wailing, for I will pass through you, says Yahweh. Woe to you who desire the day of Yahweh. To what end is it for you? The day of Yahweh is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion, and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Will not the day of Yahweh be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. And though you offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. You take those things away from me, the noise of your songs, for I will not bear the melody of your vials. But let judgment run down like waters, and righteousness like a mighty stream. Have you offered to me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness for 40 years, O house of Israel? But you have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and hewn your images, and the star of your Elohim which you made for yourselves. And for this reason will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, says Yahweh, whose name is the Elohim of hosts. End of chapter.